Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, we're still here at the Wireless Stadium, and it has been an incredible one here today. Centralia, St. Francis, they are the next up-and-coming game. Panthers versus the Indians, but I'll tell you what, right now on the court, Flint Hills in St. Francis, the number 8 team, is taking on the number 1 team, and it is currently 19-18. Flint Hills have the lead in set number 3. What an incredible thing here. We're just bringing things here early again. Our start time roughly at 5:30, And Shoop, I'm going to bring this one to you here. This is a pretty incredible matchup we're seeing down the floor. And, you know, our next game is the St. Francis team against Centralia. So how big is it, one, for the win here for St. Francis, but also for Centralia to maybe get a win against St. Francis in the game that's going to come up here in about 20 minutes?
Well, I mean, it just goes to show. I mean, here Flint Hills coming into this state tournament, 37-2 is the number one seed. You got St. Francis coming in as the 8th seed, with a 24-16 record. And we stand down here at the other end, too, with South Gray and Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde's given South Gray, the number 2 seed, all they can handle down there at the other end. The records really don't mean too much at this point when you're in the state tournament. A lot of these teams played maybe a little bit higher level of competition, might not have the record the others do. Might be something that's about development throughout the season. Maybe St. Francis started off slow and progressed and got better throughout. But this is what I want to see. You got Flint Hills. I mean, we watched today in both classifications, Class 1A. Flint Hills got arguably maybe the best hitter out here in Division 1 and the number 28 kid, Harley Randall, a 6-foot senior. Now, they do struggle a little bit when she gets to the back row. But when she gets to the front row, she is hard to stop. And that's where St. Francis is kind of having run a little bit of trouble. But kudos to St. Francis. I mean, they're scrapping and doing all the right things. They took them down the first game, and in this third game, they're right there. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. And then down to TBL on the other side, you got Clifton Clyde. I mean, they won the first game against South Gray. It might look like they might lose the second one, so it's going to go a third one possibly. But Clifton Clyde from the TBL is right there possibly pushing people in that other pool.
Yeah, they're right now down 24-21 on set point against South Gray. Again, they are down, but Flint Hills right now up 22-19 against St. Francis. And again, we just kind of give this keynote here about the games going on because it's what Centralia is expecting in competition tonight. And they got upcoming
they got
here. We're going to preview St. Francis. They play here at roughly, again, 5:30, but it'll be another 10-15 minutes until we get that one going. And this is the first time we've seen teams go into the third set tonight. But then later on in the evening at 8:30 at night, we're going to have Flint Hills and Centralia taking on. You know, that's going to be a pretty big matchup. And Centralia, we saw a lot of great keynotes from them. Hayden Kramer, 8 kills. Josiah Havercamp, she had 8 kills and 2 blocks as well. So, you know, Centralia, they got a lot of great hitters. St. Francis, you know, they also have a great rotation of hitters as well. I would also like to bring a mention. I know I touched on Valley Heights earlier. If you want to, again, go check out the NSC Sports a website. We have some updates from around the area on other teams and schools and their state tournament results. But alongside that, we also have additionally some stories already wrote up. Valley Heights and Nothing West. Valley Heights will be playing Inman tomorrow at 9 a.m. Maranatha Academy at Ellenwood also at 9 a.m. So that is for Class 2A right now, classification of 1A, District 1. Still yet to be discovered and figured out yet on who's going to be going to that spot. But Centralia, again, they're already one up right now. They had a really nice sweep over Tribune, and they were able to really pull things away despite what the score may say. And also, keynote here, the Flint Hills Mustangs just beat St. Francis 2-1. 25-20 in set number 3. So that's a finish right there. So St. Francis, they're going to come into this second game now in about 10 minutes. Probably about 13 minutes. We're going to take time for both teams to get back on the court. But St. Francis He's going to be down now 0-1 in a crucial game against Centralia Panthers.
Yeah.
And the Panthers are going to be 1-0.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Cindy Westerhouse, for the coach for Centralia, I'm sure was watching that game, looking at St. Francis' tendencies. Because, again, their school is so far away from Centralia. I mean, you don't get to see a school like that in the regular season. So I'm sure she was taking in some information on who to look for, how they were going to play their coverage offensively and defensively. The same thing for Flint Hills, the game they got on later tonight, what their strengths and weaknesses are and how they can play them. And that's about what you do in coaching. You kind of watch these other teams and adjust the things that you need to benefit you.
Well, we're going to take a quick 5-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll do a preview specifically over the matchup Centralia versus St. Francis. Take one more timeout and we'll get on with some good old volleyball state action here. Centralia, St. Francis, stay tuned and locked into 92.1 KMZA.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Kurt Sudbeck, Director of Ancillary Services at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th, paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Young farmers play a pivotal role in today's agriculture world. If you're a young or beginning farmer looking to invest in your first farm, stop by and visit with an ag lender here at United Bank and Trust. We offer many different solutions that allow you to be able to afford and invest your hard-earned dollars in ground for generations to come. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
Rankus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at RankusCattle.com. Rankus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience?
In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all of the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back here to KMZA 92.1, Credit and Profit. Dan Shoup off to my left, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Centralia Panthers taking on the San Francisco Indians here. And this game number three of Pool A. We're in Pool A right now. Centralia, they have they are 1-0. Flint Hills, they are 1-0. But St. Francis, if you just tuned in 10 minutes ago, we were able to get the little bit of the last ending portion where St. Francis took Flint Hills to the third set, but unfortunately they fell in at the very end. But they kept it pretty close. And I'll tell you what, St. Francis, they are the seeded eighth team, and they just competed nearly all the way against the seeded number one team. And St. Francis, talking a little bit about their history, they've had five state overall appearances. They've had three in the last 5 years, two in the last 3 years. They've been really struggling over the past couple years, though. But this season, they beat their number one seeded region team, Rock Hills, in the sub-state finals in an epic three-set battle, which included a 28-26 decisive set finish. So it really, honestly, this has been an incredible team that has a great story going for themselves. And not only that, but Jensen, Avery Jensen, number 14, the junior for the St. Francis Indians, has over on the season 4-1 kills. That is the most in school history for the St. Francis Indians. But also, Madeline Small, she's a senior. She's got the most assists ever by a player at St. Francis, with over 1,711 career assists. So just that's a little bit of a scope and a retrospective of what this St. Francis team looks like and what the feel is. And we've already seen Centralia once today, Dan, and we've seen that they got four hitters who could go up there and dominate. We saw Hayden Kramer, who went up there and had eight kills and two blocks. We also say the same thing from Josie Haberkamp, eight kills, two blocks. Both the sophomores played incredible. Owen Dieters did great doing the normal digs and assists. And then, of course, you can't forget Rempe. She was also assisting out a lot in the assist game. Tannen Kramer, can't forget her. David Gribbs. And then also Becker, the sophomore. She had three kills and three blocks. But, yeah, no, what's going to be some keys here, Dan, for this Centralia team to take on a tough opponent like St. Francis that really kind of shone in that last game against Flint Hills, and they know that they need to win this game against Centralia?
I'll tell you, this Division One A is kind of interesting. You got Clifton Clyde down here. The Centralia has played twice and beat already. They're in the other pool, and they're giving South Gray, the number two seed, all they can handle down there. We've seen St. Francis, the number eight seed here, give Flint Hills all they can handle in that first match and having to push the three games. And they played the team that Centralia beat earlier in Tribune, Greeley County, earlier in the season. So they did. So there's kind of an interesting intertwine of teams here that have played each other in the regular season that are all in Division One, Class 1A state tournament here. Now, this is probably something, when we see 2A earlier today, I mean, after the first game or two, I said, all right, I can pick out the four teams that are going on. I mean, Ellenwood, Inman, just seemed like they were a step above everybody else. Then I had Valley Heights right there, and maybe the fourth team coming out, I wasn't quite sure, but you can kind of see which ones are. This pool, on both sides of this division, I think it's wide open.
It is wide open.
It is wide. I think anybody can beat anybody in either one of these pools. So it's going to be interesting to see how this evening progresses, to see who comes out of both sides.
And we'll get right into this one again. Centralia Panthers against the St. Francis Indians. Game time here, 3 minutes and 13 minutes until we get started. Stay locked in. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back here for the game action of volleyball state coverage here. Centralia Panthers taking on the St. Francis Indians.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Quinton Prophet here. Off to my left right now, Dan Shoup, my caller. And then back in studio, we got Kurt Kilman. And we are getting this one afloat here. And it's just about 42 seconds away from the Centralia Panthers, the fourth-seeded team who are 1-0 right now in pool play against the 0-1 in pool play, eighth-seeded team, St. Francis Indians. And again, we talk about the Panthers on their big advantage, not over just the Indians here, but over everybody in this pool talent. It's their ability to have two players always up at the net that have great hitting ability, always out of rotation.
Yeah, I mean that's what's separating them from the probably the other teams in their pool is Centralia's got multiple kids that can hit in that front row. It doesn't matter what rotation everybody's in. You at least have two hitters up there ready to hit the ball, where some of these other teams, they pretty much have just one real good hitter at certain times up there on that front row that, hey, you can take advantage of when that kid gets in the back row. You can't really do that with Centralia. Centralia just got too many weapons.
Centralia had six different players get a kill in that game against Tribune. There was Melania Becker, who was able to get on with three kills. Zayden Kramer had eight. Josie Haverkamp, she had eight. Tava Gibbs, she had two. Tatum Kramer, she had one, and contributing one as well as Isabel Haverkamp. So it is nice to have a rotation of players that you can just kind of free throw around. And you know, even when they get out of maybe a position they're not used to playing, they still feel that role in a very high, confident level. And in a program like this, they succeed at putting that together. There's not a lot of kids. You know, we're at 1A District 1 level, so these are small level schools.
Yeah.
But the talent pool for Centralia is really impressive.
Really impressive for being such a small school. Now, how long has Cindy Osterhaus been at Centralia? Is this her second year coaching here at Centralia? Do we know offhand? I know she hasn't been here too long, but she's doing an excellent job with this group.
She's done an absolutely incredible job with the group, and again, with this group trying to pick up their first state championship since 2018, and also try and pick up the 16th in all of program history. And let me tell you, they got a great chance, and I'll tell you what, this is one of the greatest atmospheric teams and communities that bring in today. They have not only a big crowd, but again, the players, they bring that energy. They go down there, they raise their hands, they sing with the crowd sings with them, and it really pumps them up and brings up out a lot of energy, and that's what a great small-town community like this
brings. Oh, yeah, and they brought that, I mean, again, from the Tennels back in the 90s all the way through, that's something they were known for. And they realized, I mean, energy is so important in this game, and being able to keep your energy level up, the enthusiasm up, it just drives everything in the game of volleyball.
Let's see her get substituted here out in the court early. Owen Dieters, man, she's been an incredible player tonight. I mean, not really on the stat sheet kill or block, but she's a libero. She's down there doing the dirty work, the digs and the assists. Man, she's been an incredible player.
Yeah,
also
she's been very consistent down there, but kudos to the front line.
Here, Presley Myers will get the serving across for St. Francis, and now we are on to begin. A set up here for Kramer. She goes in the middle, and a dig just to barely get over. Saved by Madeline Small from the Indians. Now put over there, and that one was a clean shot taken from number 19, Isabel Haverkamp.
Just exactly how Centralia just started. They set two different people in that front line right to begin with to keep St. Francis guessing.
Haverkamp, that's her second kill the entire night. Isabel, an opportunity going through the defenders. St. Francis now set up right to left. Now Kramer. And that one down. Couldn't get it to put away for the point, though. Deflection and a point here for the Indians. Breck Lohr putting that one down for a kill. That's her 141st kill of the year.
Is that the one you said has cross-country tomorrow that qualified?
Yep, Breck Lohr. She's qualified for cross-country. So if the St. Francis Indians don't qualify for state tomorrow, she'll have the opportunity to, they're already qualified for state, but going on to the state tournament in the semifinals, if they don't go, she has an opportunity to go and run for cross-country.
Yeah, another good setup by Centralia, set up for a nice kill.
A nice kill by Strudley Kramer, credited to it. Now 2-1. Centralia Panthers with the lead. Again, St. Francis, they just fell. They just played the Flint Hills Mustangs. They took them to the third set. They fell just short. I believe it was 25-21. Just barely again, but man, they compete against the number one team here coming in tonight. Kill put down away from Avery Jensen, and Jensen, I talked about her in the pregame. She has the career record at St. Francis for most kills ever. She's got over 1,000 career kills along with 401 just this year. Here is service error from Maggie Hinks of the Indians, and it's now 3-2. Panthers reclaim the lead. Panthers here serving. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, back to serve. What a great night she had in game number one. She's already got a kill here today. Unfortunately, she puts this one too far back deep. It's a service error. It's now 3-3 game. Set number one here, the Panthers taking on the Indians. The Panthers are right now seated number four, St. Francis. They are seated at 8. Grampy sets up right to left. Now trying to get put down is Lenny Becker. Couldn't get it to go down to the surface of the floor here and trying to get it across St. Francis. That's number 14, Breck Lohr. And now putting that one down in open space in the right corner is Josie Haverkamp for the Panthers. It is now 4-3.
Yeah, look what's happened down here at the other end. Clifton Clyde, another TVL team, is about ready to knock off the number two seed down here in Division One, South Gray. That's how tough that TVL is.
That has been a long-lasting game,
I will say.
That has been a long game. Over the net now, St. Francis setting up a big power hitter at Jensen, and Jensen goes right into the net. That's a point for the Panthers. Five to three now, Panthers with the lead. Claire Heinen gets it over for Centralia, and set up left to right here for St. Francis, and it was just a missed opportune setup, but it looks like they're going to get Centralia into the net. Five to four now. St. Francis only down by one. Couple of dribbles now firing it off. It's Jensen. Best player on the team for the Indians when you talk about the kill stats. Set up here, right side, and that one's going to drop down as a kill for Breck Lohr. Now 5-5. We got a tied game here.
Yeah, both teams trying to fill each other out this early in the game.
Serving once again, Avery Jensen gets this one just across. Owen Dieter slides right in, collides with a player, but they do get it across. Both players get backed up. It was Kramer and Owen Dieters who collided on the back row, but both players are fine. In fact, getting set up right now is going to be Becker. Becker pushes across with the right hand. Set up here, coming in quickly and hot, and put one down. Delaney Myers, the senior.
Yeah, nice slide in that front row.
Point for St. Francis. And now St. Francis will take the lead for the first time in set number one against the Panthers, 6-5. Cross net now, Owen Dieters stepping in front of Haverkamp. Now getting that one down, the angle shot taken from Gibbs. Rampy setting up Gibbs once again. This time she goes down. She goes right last time. She goes left this time.
Great hit for number nine, Centralia. Great hit since cross court across her body.
David Gibbs, 3 kills tonight. First kill against St. Francis. It's 6-6 between the teams. Set number one here. Getting the serve over Tatum Kramer, the senior, and now some handling issues on the Indian side. It's now 7-6, reclaiming the lead as the Panthers. Back to serve, Tatum Kramer, the senior. Tonight, a block and a kill, but nothing against the St. Francis Indians yet. Puts the serve down on a rope. It gets picked up, and it gets pushed across by Delaney Myers.
Good block.
But great play from Centralia. Now 8-6. Down near side here, again the block. Tatum Kramer here to serve the senior. Gets this one over, deep right corner on the serve. Gets picked up. Gets right back in the hands of Breck Lohr. And that one's going to go down for a kill shot in the top row from Lohr.
Yeah, St. Francis is doing a good job of mixing it up. They didn't show that the first game they played earlier today. They're kind of giving other people an opportunity to hit up there, kind of keeping Centralia on their toes, blocking.
And here a kill shot taken and made by Isabel Haverkamp. She's already got 2 kills here against St. Francis. She only had 1 kill in the first game against Tribune. Now 9-7. Serving here, Kenzie Niehuis gets it over. Opportunity to put one down. What a great block from Centralia. Credit to the front row unit on the double block, Tava Gibbs and also Tatum Kramer.
That's what we haven't seen in this pool is any other team but Centralia being able to double block all the way across in all 3 positions in that front row.
I believe Centralia, just unofficial stat line, but they had 7 blocks as a team in that game against Tribune. Here a kill shot put down beautifully and a timeout taken, but again the kill shot by Hayden Kramer. We're going to take a timeout as well. 30 seconds here. 11-7, the Panthers lead.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
11-7 after the timeout. Centralia with the lead. St. Francis, they just called it, but the Centralia crowd, of course, they get loud. And now, Clifton Clyde, they win over South Gray, 2-1. It's set number 3.
I tell you, this Division I Class 1A is open to anybody.
Push across here, Niehuis for the Panthers, set up on the left side, trying to get that one down. Angle shot, it's completed. Delaney Myers, she's got her first kill tonight against the Panthers. It's now 11-8. St. Francis, they score the first point after their own timeout. Back to serve here is Myers. Myers, the senior for the Indians. Scrambling around the right side of the net. It's going to be sent over by Kramer, just on the free ball attempt. It's going to put down a line. Owen Dieters picks it up left side. Now Ampey, now setting up Kramer. Kramer trying to go down with it. Nice pick up from the St. Francis Indians. Now right to left. Now St. is Centralia trying to put it down is Dieters. Opportunity from the right side here and going out of bounds. That's Breck Lohr. A rare miss for her tonight. Now 12-8. The Panthers still have the lead. They were only at a deficit once when it was 6-5. That was the biggest lead that St. Francis had. But since then, they have been outscoring St. Francis as a 5 out of the last 7 points. They have been dominant. Set up right to left for Kramer. Kramer trying to put one down. Nice slide by Jensen to keep it up for the dig. Pushed across by Breck Lohr. Nice little stab, but Responding is Centralia. Centralia's on their side of the court now. Backdoor setup here and put away from number 19, Isabel Haverkamp. Man, she has made herself known in this first set.
Yeah, it's two different strategies. Centralia's double block in every position in the front row. St. Francis, just like Tribune earlier in the day, they're single blocking every position in the front row. So a little bit different strategies.
Owen Dieters, an ace for the Panthers, 14-8. Dieters, that is her 47th ace of the year. Man, she has been an incredible player, but not just on the service line, but as a libero overall. This time, get the cross the net. There was, man, that was really awkward of this communication. There was four players who just stood and looked at it. And yet again, that's going to cause another timeout by St. Francis to talk this one over. We'll be back in 30 seconds as well. The Panthers are up 15-8 in the first set. We'll keep coverage here, though. It's, again, 15-8, Centralia Panthers with this lead. And they've been really great here. And St. Francis, again, they're miscommunicating a lot, especially in the back row.
Yeah, I mean, but look, we talked about Owen Dieters up before we went into break there for a second. You watch, she's serving right now. And a lot of kids will serve on the right half of the right side, your right-hand players. I mean, she's lined herself up, clearing this left-hand corner, and giving those people on the serve receive a definitely a different look at somebody serving. It's not like the ball's coming straight at you. It's coming at an angle at you. So, I mean, again, just a little bitty strategies that different players use to try to get the edge.
Well, shout out right now to the senior, Isabel Haverkamp for the Panthers. Again, she only had one kill against Tribune, but she's already got three kills in set number one here against St. Francis. Owen Dieter, she serves this one over. Indians, they are going to get this one on a free ball across. Owen Dieters, a set up for Kramer. And Kramer, I think they're going to get that one. They're going to stay out of bounds. Man, that one was just a half foot off, maybe a couple of feet.
Still good hit. I mean, it was a real good hit. Man, she wound up and there was nobody blocking on the other side.
Indians get the point. Now 15-9. They still trail by six, though. Haverkamp, man, she's... That one was not only a great kill shot, but it forced the libero of St. Francis to strike a pose.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something a little bit different on St. Francis' farm because you can't just let free shot. There's nobody touching the ball, some of those hitters on St. Centralia's side.
16-9, set number one, Panthers with the lead. Frempe gets it across, and she's got an ace. That one had a nice low dip to it. She's serving left to right here, and it just hung low over the middle of the net. Dropping right in front of St. Francis. And that was a great ace. That's the second ace in this set here for the Panthers. Again, that one going to Rempe. That's actually Rempe's first point ever of tonight. She's been really credible at the setter position, but there she gets her first point at the service line. Great block from the front row unit. Number eight, Josie Haverkamp. Get her third point of the set. Two kills and a block now for her.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big difference. I mean, it's the front row play on these two teams.
And now another ace going on a run here.
I think this girl's doing the same thing in the serve for Centralia. She's not served right in the middle of the court. She's just like Owen Dieter. She's lined up on the left-hand side. She's a right-handed server, making it tough.
And they're just sliding down so hard, the dip just after the net. Again, that's got her two aces here on this little bit of a run that the Panthers are going on. Unfortunately, the run will end with a missed hit from Josie Haverkamp, but still the Panthers in a great 19-10 spot over St. Francis in set number one.
Yeah, some of those just a little things that can make a difference in a point or two for your team to just kind of mix it up.
Here's the cross. Maggie Hinks, the senior for St. Francis, set up to Haverkamp. And Haverkamp, that's not only a kill. Hey, shout out to the fan who
knocked
it right back into play. It got hit all the way up to the fourth row in the middle of the 112 section here at Dodge City Arena. And the guy just power punched, hit it with his fist. And he's over there acting like nothing happened. He's just like, yeah, I just punch volleyballs all day long, man. Credit to him. That's what Centralia does all day long. They're up 20-10 right now. Punching tickets all night with some kills. But here, putting one down, number 14, Avery Jensen. That's her second of the set here. It's now 20-11.
The Haverkamp girl's been on point this game, so she has. She's gotten a lot of good hits, and she's hitting it hard.
I'm not going to get over the fact that that guy is nonchalant with playing that off. He punched that mid-air reaction time while he was talking to somebody. What
oh,
a
nice
response.
Hit.
What a great hit here. And you talk about nonchalant hitting. Well, look at Lanny Becker, who puts one down on a frozen rope like it's nothing.
But, again, it makes you look impressive if there's nobody blocking on the side. I mean, St. Francis' blockers are not there at the net, and they're just having free reign. The front row kid, the Centralis, to knock him down.
Finan gets this one across. Set up opportunity here. Near side, Jensen, deflection. Kramer picks it up. Rempe now back to Gibbs. Gibbs tries to put it down the left side. Point violation against the St. Francis Indians. It is now 22-11.
I mean, they've had the momentum the whole from the get-go, Centralia has.
Centralia Panthers up now 22-11, 2 points away from set point. And now going into the net is Avery Jensen, a rare miss for the incredible junior, who again is having a historical season for her school, who has the most in all of school history.
Yeah, and just a junior.
And just a junior, man. She's already 1,000 kills on her career.
She's going to make that a pretty tough record to beat.
Here's some mishandling on the Centralia Panthers. It's now 23-12. St. Francis with the point. Avery Jensen goes back to serve here now for St. Francis. 23-12. A point away from set point. Owen Dieters, Rempe on the set. The spike! And they're going to say it was out of play. No one was able to tip it. It was Tiva Gibbs who went up and tried to punch it down.
Yeah, kudos to the line judge. We took her time there and not made a quick decision. She made the right call. It was out.
Opportunity near side here, trying to put that one down the backcourt line. It will get picked up and pushed across. Great play from Delinda Miners. Here near side, just over. No, it won't go. Instead, it goes in the net. Becker, she was in mid-flight trying to take off with the ball, but a little bit of a mistimed jump. It's now 23-14. Jensen, just over the net, almost looked like it was going to be a service error. Gets pushed across by Tatum Kramer. St. Francis trying to put it down on the backcourt line. They get it. Breck Lohr, her fourth of the set for a kill.
And that's what St. Francis needs to do more, is kind of spread out the wealth a little bit. And those hitters need to realize they need to go to different places. Down line a little bit more, not cross court right into those double blocks.
And Ooh. This is going to be an ace. Wow, the Centralia, they backed up and they said that, well, we're just going to let this one go out of bounds. But Avery Jensen, she just picked up an ace. 23-16. Now the Panthers are getting crept up on slowly. Jensen across. Dieters. Grimpy on the set. The spike. And nearly put away, but this ball's all the way up to the top of the roof of the stadium. Comes down from the stratosphere. That's a point for Panthers.
Yeah, you were waiting for that guy in the stands to make that play, weren't you?
I would have had to fly. I don't know if his skill set is that deep.
Well, yeah, but Centralia's serving for game right here.
But yes, Centralia, they are serving for game 24-16. I want to know who that guy who punched the ball, who he's rooting for. He's just sitting right in the middle. He's here for a good time. He just wants to punch a couple volleyballs every now and again. That's right now, Centralia trying to punch this last one in for the
tenth.
Oh, wait, oh!
What a...
Yeah, that's a punch all right.
Yeah,
that one went straight to the face of Breck Lohr. That one went about 90 miles an hour. That was probably the most unfortunate way if you wanted to end a set. Before the Indians, but they dropped set number one, 25-16. The final point there, I believe, was Isabel Haverkamp once again. But we'll be back for set number two in just a little bit here again. Centralia, they secure set number one, 25-16.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayleville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Rinkus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, set number one finishing a KO, well, quite literally, unfortunately, for St. Francis. The player, yeah, got a ball straight in the face, but she's all right. She came back onto the court, but again, a pretty unfortunate way to end the set. But they went Centralia dominant 25-16 victory, and this serve went into the players to get it over. And now it's going to be a point here for St. Francis. So an interesting way to start here for them to get the first point.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a better job of net play this game if they're going to have a chance to get this to three. I mean, they just sat back and let Centralia just nonchalantly just hit as hard as they can with nobody blocking.
Set right to left to Kramer. Kramer going to the back row line, picked up by Jensen. Now backcourt set up, and that one's going to be a point for the Panthers after the block. Now 1-1.
No, take that back.
Oh, never mind. They're going to give that to St. Francis.
I think there was a net violation.
Net violation called against the Panthers, getting a little too close up and mixing in the net. Now they're down 2-0. Backdoor set up here. It looks to be open. It's closed quickly. St. Francis trying to respond. Backwood going down. Maggie Hinks. Now the left side. Kramer finds a spot. Well, it goes off the right hand of Breck Lohr.
Yeah, they're still single blocking on that side. I mean, kudos to St. Francis' back row. Those diggers are having a heck of a time, but they're getting it up.
Kramer, that's her third kill tonight against St. Francis. That's her 11th kill total of the day. Owen Dieters, this gets this one just over the net. Down 2-1 is the Panthers. Angle shot taken, but too far deep by Breck Lohr. And now it is 2-2 swiftly. Centralia, they drop down 2-0 to start this set, and now they have responded quickly with back-to-back points. Owen Dieter serves this one just over the net. Set up. Backdoor set up here. Maggie Hinks couldn't get put down. Another backdoor set up here, and now put away from number 19, Isabel Haverkamp. Man, her name has been getting called a lot in this game against St. Francis. She only got one kill in the game against Tribune, but she's got five here.
Yeah, I mean, great recognition. The kid that's blocking across her is a little bit shorter than she is, and she took her down line instead of cross court, and it was wide open.
A little bit shorter. You probably mean about 3 to 4 inches. Man, she's got some height differential on her up at that front row of the net. This opportunity on the right side here, trying to put one down and deflected off the top of the net going in. Breck Lohr with the point for St. Francis. Now tied 3-3. Five kills for the junior now, Lohr. First kill of the set against Centralia in set number two, and a must-win set as well for St. Francis. Set up here, trying to put it away, Haverkamp, and, well.
I said she's been awesome so far today. She's hit the middle very good, and now she's hitting the left side extremely well. Really mixing it up, making it difficult for St. Francis to track her down.
Haverkamp just put down the kill shot. She's got three kills here against St. Francis and a block, so four total points for her team. Her first kill here in set number two. Centralia retake the lead, 4-3. Hit over from the attacker's line, but too far out of play. Delaney Myers now a point back here for the Panthers again. Now 5-3. And it really, the Panthers put themselves in a really great spot if they can beat St. Francis right now to nearly guarantee themselves, depending on the next two games that come up here, a chance going tomorrow. I mean, again, you want to win that third game just for seeding purposes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit different. They double-blocked Haverkamp. there in the middle and she's in the middle. So, I mean, that's a good adjustment on their part because that first game she just had her free will and scored several points for Centralia.
And she got blocked. Scored for St. Francis, now 5-4. Haverkamp going down, decisively striking another kill for Haverkamp. Just a young sophomore. Man, there's going
to be... how old is she?
She's a sophomore, and most of these dominant hitters on this team are all sophomores. Centralia, they are a scary uprising team, up and coming, from their lower class levels, especially on their hitter size of things. Near opportunity to score one.
Good double block, St. Francis. Double block and moves out.
Against at number one, Centralia won 25-16. Real dominant there. Centralia has not called a timeout yet today. St. Francis had to use two there in that first set. Dieter slides down, gets the dig. Rempe now back across here to Becker. Rempe backdoor set up here. Haverkamp tries to go cross court to the backcourt line, but he goes just out of play. It's now 6-all.
But I like how they use her, Centralia. I mean, they use her in the front left. They use her in the front middle. They use her in the front right. I mean, she hits all three positions.
Madeline Small puts it over. Dieter's on a nice slide. Rempe... now Becker. Becker gets it across. Jensen set up here. Now Laurie gets it across. Centralia try to put this one away, and they do. They get the point. Number 19 credited back with it. Man, she has been on fire tonight. Or I believe that was Haverkamp. Haverkamp gets it. Yep, Haverkamp, number 8. We got it. Across the net now, near 8. One more hit to get it across. Great free ball sent over from Maggie Hinks. And now trying to get a kill to put down away. Becker couldn't get the stick on the left line. Now Heinen, Rempe again, trying to go for another assist here, and she gets one. As number 11, Tatum Kramer for the Centralia Panthers, drives one down deep. 8-6.
I just like how Centralia, I mean, they're always moving in unison. I mean, all the hitters in the front row, they're all loaded up, ready to hit on every time. I mean, so they're very disciplined. You like to see that.
Unfortunately, though, a service error is going to follow that up. The momentum, so now a point for St. Francis. The Indians are only down by 1-8-7. And now, once again, the power server here, Avery Jensen. She's already got an ace here today, doesn't pick up one here. This looks like to be a great setup for Gibbs. Gibbs gets it across now. An opportunity, but going out of bounds. Number 18, Delaney Myers for St. Francis. It's down 9-7. Back to serve. Tatum Kramer, the senior. She had a block and a kill in that first game against Tribune, the Jackrabbits. Just over the net. Dips down swiftly in the Jensen sands. Picked up by Madeline Small. Good opportunity to try to get it across the net. Now Owen Dieters working it right to left. A set up. Try to get put down. Another point here for Centralia is handling issues on the Indian side.
Yep, number 9 just blocked the street down. Yeah, look down there at the other side. Old Little River took a lead to 12-0 over Clifton Clyde in their first game.
Wow, that is an incredible score. Clifton Clyde again. Both those teams are 1-0 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a great chance to keep undefeated in pool play and pool B over there on that side. But right now we're on the left side of the United Wireless Stadium, trying to put one down for a quick kill. Lenny Becker couldn't get it to finish through, though. Meyer, she sends it across for St. Francis. Now left side, Becker again trying to work with it. And not only did she get a kill, she had a player do the split from the back row.
Yeah, I mean, keep going to her. She's another kid that's been hitting the ball real well. It's like, keep giving her the ball. She's getting up very high over the net and hitting multiple places, cross court, down line, really making it difficult for those blockers on St. Francis decide to get a hand on it.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout real quick. We'll be right back. 11-7, the Panthers lead set number 2.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
11-7, another timeout taken by St. Francis. That's their third timeout they've taken in this match against the Panthers. And I'll tell you what, Centralia, they haven't taken one. They've only taken one all night long. And it was at a great opportunity where they were able to come back and win against Tribune in set number two. And they are off to a great start. And the start only gets a kick in and continuing as number six.
That's all the right, kind of deal before the timeout. Wasn't he the one that kind of caused St. Francis to take that timeout to begin with? And they go right back to her, Centralia does, and she gets another kill.
She was. Again, we talk about how many hitters here from Centralia that contribute net, and she's just one of them. Serve over here. Tatum Kramer gets it across the net. Setting left to right here, just pushing across. One-hand push by Lohr. Time back set up from Dieters to, once again, Becker. Becker trying to put it down. Couldn't get it to go. Lohr. And that one's deflected up the top of the line. That'll be a point for St. Francis and a kill given to Lohr.
I think what makes Centralia so tough is they just have so many hitters. You just don't see this many hitters at this level of classification. They got several kids they can go to and have no problem.
That's where Workman has the serve to put in some work here for the Centralia Panthers. Is number nine, Dave Gitt.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't key on. I mean, everybody else here has a couple players you can kind of key on. To kind of double up, double block, triple block, whatever necessary to kind of throw, or if they get in the back row, but you can't do that against Centralia.
Virginia Ellis gets the serve over here. Panthers up 13-8 right now. Real dominant play at the net again. They have over 12 team blocks on today and a plentiful amount of kills to follow thereafter. Panthers, violation here, hitting a mistake, but that's going to be 13-9. Francis within by four in set number two. This is a must-win set number two for Francis. They have a chance here. If they don't win this set or game match against Centralia, they could not be competing tomorrow. But here, making things a little harder for St. Francis, number seven, Hayden Kramer. That's another kill.
Yeah, they're going on a run again. Then you got Dieters serving from this back left corner, making, again, a different look.
Dieters gets this one just over the net. Gets across. Opportunity here for Myers to get it down. She's from behind the attacker's line, and man,
nice grab by the guy up here. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, man. You got to pay attention to the crowd, too, there, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what, the crowd has participated a lot in this one, okay?
Yeah, they have.
I mean, they might as well be the added team to this pool right now. They have made some plays, especially that guy in the purple shirt. Don't know who he's rooting for still yet. I'm still trying to look for it, but
nice
that's
kill.
Confirmed. And, again, you credit that nice kill. Josie Haverkamp, 15-10, left side of the net. She puts it down.
How many kills does she have in this game? You got that off your hand right quick?
Haverkamp in this game very specifically has five kills.
Five kills, all right.
But tonight she's got 13. 15-10 now. Near side, trying to put it down. Jensen deflected right back at St. Francis. Right hand, just a lazy push across by Maggie Hinks. And now a great opportunity to get a nice kill. One more hit to get it over, and St. Francis does. What a great play there by Madison Small. And now Haverkamp, she finds the opening, and she scores. 16-10. Haverkamp mentioned she had 13 kills on the night. Now she's got 14. And now another timeout from St. Francis. We'll take another 30-second timeout here on KAMZ 92.1. It's 16-10, set number two. Centralia Panthers, they currently lead the match 1-0.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
16-10 here after the timeout. St. Francis, they have used four timeouts already here against the Panthers. The Panthers have not had to break a sweat and use one. Jensen now, after the timeout, gets the kill to make this 16-11.
That's a great way to set it up. They used that timeout very well. Good serve received. Got a good bump up to the center.
You credit Centralia's defense right now. They have held Jensen to just three kills. Again, she has 4-1 kills coming into the day, and she only has three kills in her first of this set here. Down now,
Yeah, I mean, they've done a good job of double blocking her. I mean, give kudos, credit to those girls up in the front row for Centralia, double blocking the best hitter for St. Francis.
Panthers go too long. It's now 16-12, point for St. Francis. And again, the same spot set up off that left side of the net. And Tatum Kramer again goes long, 16-13. Push across, Maggie Hinks on the serve. Rempe, a great set up here, and that one is on the line.
He painted it.
Averkamp, now with 7 kills in this game against St. Francis. And tonight, she's got 15. Now 17-13. Panthers with the lead in set number 2. It could sweep St. Francis here. The set win. Through the blockers, and Jensen, not only did she have a great setup, she attacked the double block that time, and she goes right through him and gets the point.
Yeah, and they put her in a different position. They didn't put her on that left side. She kind of was a back set over to the right side and where they loaded her up at.
Owen Dieters, Rempe, and now trying to put one down. Haverkamp, and Haverkamp goes out to the right.
And that's so important sometimes. A lot of teams start realizing who they need to double block. You got to move her around in that front row, give her different positions to hit from.
Madeline Small here to serve it over. 17-15 is the score. Just getting pushed over on a free ball is Tatum Kramer. And now great defensive effort for Centralia, but it won't prove good as the kill shot will be given to the Indians. It's now 17-16. Centralia might want to consider getting a timeout prepared here if this one gets tied up. Rempe now to the left side, and into the net it goes, and with that, timeout will still not be used.
Well,
it will get held, but again, it was
great fight on St. Francis' part. I mean, they're using the momentum to their side, taking advantage of it. Now they got it tied up. Now it's a race to 25 with 8 points to go.
Madeline Small gets this one just over the net. Kramer, now Haverkamp, two back-to-back times where Centralia goes into the net. And still,
that's she's kind of talking to him out there on the court, but not taking the timeout yet.
She knows her team can wrap this one back together here. Rempe, now left side, just across. And it's going to be another point for St. Francis. And I think now you're going to finally get that timeout as it is 19-17 now, the lead for St. Francis. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stay locked in here on 92.1 KMZA.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
19-17, St. Francis with a 2-point lead over Centralia. And just a little bit of a reminder, the last time out that St. Francis took, they were down 16-11. They have now scored 8 out of the last 9 points, and they have been on a really deep run. Centralia trying to find a way in, but again, hitting errors.
Yeah,
I mean, is 20-17 now.
We were just talking about how well Centralia was hitting the ball. Now, all of a sudden, they've hit multiple ones into the net.
They've easily inflicted 4-6 wounds already in this set against themselves, just from points given straight into the net. Jensen, little tap across. Dieter, nice save on the left side of dive. And they're going to get a violation, I think, under the net, Dieter.
Yeah, she came from the back row and dove to make that great save, but just couldn't stop her sliding, so she got across the middle court line.
Madeline Small serves it over. Set up, opportunity, and another point for St. Francis. The setup just was not there.
Yeah, she's going to call timeout back-to-back here. This is something that we haven't seen from Detroit. They've kind of lost their composure just a little bit, which we didn't notice at all in the first game and a half. So they're not in the play. They're not making good passes up to the center. You know, they're kind of just a little off.
Yeah, and now you're calling your timeouts here in a in a rough spot. But again, it's set number two, and we saw this. What did we see? When St. Francis was playing Flint Hills in that first set, it was pretty rough, but it was competitive for St. Francis. And then set number two, it really felt like St. Francis, you know, really kind of had a struggle. And then set number three, they kind of fell apart a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, the number one team like Flint Hills.
I mean, I'd say Centralia has the better hitters all the way around for the most part. St. Francis right now is just executing just a little bit better than Centralia is.
Self-inflicted runes have gotten this score 22-17. Possible force of set three. And now another self-inflicted wound. It is 23.
This is what's just unbelievable about the game of volleyball. How you could be playing so well and then just of a slip of a dime, it changes them.
The little things start to adjust and just aren't clicking. But right now, trying to get things back going. Tatum Kramer couldn't get that one to drop. And looks like they're going to get a violation against St. Francis. Now it's 23-18.
Well, yeah. Centralia broke their run there. I don't know if they're going to have enough time to come back. We'll see.
Again, 23-18. Heinen. Back to serve for Centralia. You talk about that run. Man, it was incredible for St. Francis at a willing time. Jensen deflected right back up. It's going to the backcourt. And that's going to be a great block. Defensive point earned from the front row unit. Give that to Melena Pecker. That's her third block of the night. Their first block against St. Francis. It's 23-19. And now it feels like the Panthers are starting to crispen up a little bit. Execution not so great from the Indians, but they barely just get it across. Trying to hammer this one down. Gibbs couldn't get it to follow through. Myers, and another point violation on the lift from St. Francis.
Making a run, 23-20. Again, the heart of a champion here. I mean, there's 2 points away. And Contreras was like 6 points away. And I'm feeling pretty confident Contreras can kind of come back here if they want to.
Einen almost dropping an ace, and she does! An ace for Centralia, now only down by two, and they were down 23-17. And they have made a run, 23-21. Coming up, Myers trying to hit to the back, and that's a kill that puts it on set point.
And kudos to St. Francis, they tried something a little bit different there, kind of a running spike, and went down line with it, and just kind of a mishandle there on Centralia's part.
24-21, St. Francis in the lead in set number two. If they win it, we'll go into a set number three. It'll be a tied 1-1 match between the Panthers and the Indians. Just to see this one over, nice dig by Kramer. Rempe now coming up with it, putting across Gibbs. Again, set point for St. Francis, 24-25, and they put it away! A kill for Myers, 25-21, and Centralia, it will now have to go to a set three. For the first time tonight, and St. Francis has now, in back-to-back games, had a really tough set one, but played a great set two to force a set three.
Yep. Well, if you want to take your time out, that's
We're going to take a time out, and we'll talk more about it here at set number three. We'll be back in a minute here on KMZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back for set three here. Centralia, the Panthers, St. Francis, the Indians, and Centralia, they are the fourth seed of this pool. Actually, of the tournament, and then St. Francis, they're the eighth seed. But tell you what, set number one, 25-16. Set number two, 25-21. But the Panthers, they were up 16-11 at one point. They were up 16-11, and things just really came crumbling down. They tried to make a comeback later half, but couldn't get it. They had three straight times where they hit the ball right into the net. But the Panthers will start off here with a point in set number one. There from St. Francis. 1-0 start for the Panthers. Got to keep that going. Owen Dieters gets it across the net now. Fighting with it. Just pushed across. In the gap. Owen Dieters. Nice diving save. Pushed across. Just over by Becker. Back set up here. And a block. That's going to be deflected into the net on the Centralia side. A great kill shot from St. Francis. Now 1-1 in set number three. Again, this is a crucial set for both teams to win, especially for St. Francis, where if they don't win this one, they might not have an opportunity to go on to Saturday. Miscommunication from Centralia, and now St. Francis takes the lead in set number three.
How the tide changed here is just unbelievable. All the momentum just shifted over to St. Francis' side.
And it's really all come to self-inflicted wounds on the Panthers' side. They've had multiple times where, again, they went to the net, but that time, the great bump, the great set, and the great spike finished off by Josie Haverkamp.
And that's what they did so well at the beginning of that second game, is get the Haverkamp girl involved, and she had some great kills. When she went out, that's when it kind of changed just a little bit for Centralia.
She's got nearly 10 kills here against St. Francis and over 16 kills tonight. She's been a dominant player. Set up here, Rempe. She's going to take this one out and go to the deep right corner. Couldn't get it to go down. Now near side, trying to put down for St. Francis, Maggie Hinks. Now right to left, going down, Kramer. Kramer trying to attack that back left corner. Couldn't get to fall through. Jensen going to defenders, blocked right back at her. Down the Frank Sensen side. Great back-to-back deflections, and now Centralia will get an opportunity for a great setup pass. Drop it down, Kramer. Kramer couldn't get it to follow through. Jensen. Jensen now on the right side, pushing it left. Rempe now in the middle of the court. Haverkamp. Nice pick up. Good dig. Now left to right. It's now a point down, a kill shot. Not one with a lot of heat on it.
Yeah, there's five or six times there. Everybody's playing small ball. They were just kind of dinking it, trying to hit it around, just right over the top of the net, where nobody really stepped up and drove one home.
It was pretty much. And you're right. It was pretty much like playing small ball. Everything was happening inside the attacker's line of the court. Great kill shot coming up from the back row and going up to the attacker's line. Hayden Kramer sent that one down. Now 3-3. Kramer, 5 kills against St. Francis. And talk about her. She's going back there to serve. 3-3 game. Pushed across. Nice dig. Surprised he didn't get Jensen underneath the net when she slid. Rempe right to left here. Set up and a finish. Milena Becker. The Panthers now up 4-3. And Becker has 4 kills against St. Francis. And tonight she's got 7 total. Kramer here to serve. Couple of dribbles. Now fires it over the net. Drops in the middle. Now Jensen. Jensen trying to attack the defenders, and she's got a kill shot. It's now tied 4-all. And yep. Jensen, she's got 2 kills early here in set number 3 against Centralia.
Keep going to your best player. She'll find a way.
And she's finding a will, and she's getting the way. Deflection. St. Francis side. Opportunity for Jensen to go right back at it.
Get right back
she'll
to
get
her.
It.
That was the reason why she has 400 kills.
Game of the day with 401 kills on the season. She's got over 410 today, but she has the school history of most kills from any player ever, as well as she's got a career total of 1,000, and she's just a junior. Haverkamp walked right back at her. Kramer picks it up real quickly for the save. Becker tries to attack far behind the attacker's line. Responding Jensen on the free ball, Dieters. Now Rempe going on the back set. It's a set opportunity, trying to get into that back row line. Jensen puts it across now. Rempe, long rally between the teams. Trying to put it on a finesse, nearly getting it down was Becker. But St. Francis able to respond. Blocked right back here.
Wow.
A point. It's going to be a lift against Centralia.
St. Francis is doing so much better than they did the first game of playing the net. They're getting their hands on balls. They're blocking balls now from Centralia. Well, they didn't do that the first game.
And that play is definitely increased here for the St. Francis Indians. They are up 6-4. Now nearly a kill on the near side from Becker. Ball popped up straight into the stratosphere. Comes down here on the Centralia side, nearly putting it down for a kill, and she does get it claimed. Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer, 6 kills against St. Francis. It's 6-5. The Indians lead by 1. Panthers with the serve. Claire Heinen, number 12, the junior, gets it over the net. Back set, Jensen, block, but pushed over, barely saved by Meyer! And Meyer, what a play for St. Francis to save it and get it over. That's going to be a point. But the Indians up now by 2, 7-5. Again, the Panthers just need to get a spark. And that's how you do it.
Yep.
Service error.
Well, let somebody else do it for you. It's kind of a service error. They had all the momentum.
The best gifts are free gifts.
You got that right.
Santa's coming early. 2 months. Right now, getting the serve, Tatum Kramer. Left, working it to right on the serve. Down only by 1 is the Panthers. 7-6. Nice pickup and push over from Tatum Kramer.
Oh, my God. Man.
And now, a violation. It's now 7-7. And now you're feeling that spark here. There's been back-to-back self-wound inflictions here from St. Francis.
Now, who's going to make the run here to get this separation?
Tatum Kramer has the opportunity to do it, and she drops nearly down and
oh!
Whoa, what a play on the net!
No way!
What an incredible... And St. Francis, they're going to get the point!
What? That, I mean, you had to see that live. That was unbelievable on St. Francis' part. What effort to save it. It was something.
Myers, what an incredible dive just behind the attacker's line. Wow, that was ignatic. And right now...
All the momentum now, all the excitement on St. Francis Park.
Yeah, dude.
Coach
right
Ross is going to have to get this Centralia team back organized just a little bit.
9-7, and the excitement levels have risen. Pushed over, trying to attack the middle of the court. Now is Gibbs. Couldn't get it to follow through. But into the net now is St. Francis. And in the last 3 points that Centralia have scored... have been off of self-inflicted wounds.
By St. Francis. Yeah. If they can't pull it back together here, Centralia, and execute on their side.
Yeah, it's just about, well, the fundamental bump set in the spike, and unfortunately, I left out one thing, and that's serving. And right there, that's the service error against Centralia, now down 10-8. Delaney Myers, the serve, just over the net. Set up Kramer to Kramer, and she puts it down. Tatum Kramer to Hayden Kramer. What a combo.
Yeah, I like the thing that Owen Dieters got up there and those kids in space up and said, hey, let's get this. We got this. Let's go forward. Great leadership.
10-9 Kramer. That's her 7th point against St. Francis. Owen Dieters, she has to serve here for the Panthers. Myers coming from the attacker's line unit. Nice jig and pick up from Becker in the back row. And now looking for the angle shot. The Panthers not able to get it down. One-hand punch by Hinks, and that one goes out of play. And now we got a tied game once again. 10-all, and set number 3.
Why not?
Why not, he says. As we got incredible volleyball lined up here, stay all day long, man. We have covered some great stuff. Valley High, they'll go on to tomorrow. And Centralia, they're trying to look for the opportunity to do that as well. Mistake up at the net, some kind of bad set play there from St. Francis. And now it's 11-10.
Man, let's get Centralia going here.
Panthers trying to get going, and that one almost went down the line. They're going to give it to St. Francis. Man, that felt like there was a quarter just of a margin right there on the line.
Yeah, Peters went right down the line with it. Just kind of floated just a hair out, so it did.
11 all now. It's tied. And now
they get right back to him.
They get right back to him on a service error. Serving number 13, Breck Lohr. And tell you what, senior, I just, you know, I haven't said her name at all, but Breck Lohr, you know, she's been active in every single set, but in this third set, Centralia, they've kept her quiet.
Yep.
12-11, Panthers with the lead. Rempe gets it across for the Panthers, and now Jensen attacking the players, but coming up, Rempe makes a nice dig. And now trying to put it away, Kramer couldn't get it to flop in front of the attacker's line. Dieters, nice dive and save. Now Kramer coming back up with it. And that one looks like he was going to go out of bounds maybe, but
Madison
Bainbridge just stuck her arm out there. Not sure why, maybe by pure reaction, but it gives the kill to Kramer. Now 13-11. Panthers will happily take that kill. Except for Jensen. And that's going down, 13-12. Jensen has 4 kills in set number 3, the most kills she's had in a set against Centralia. Of all the 3 sets played, she had 2 in set 1 and 2 in set 3. She's got a combined total of 8 tonight against the Panthers. Dieters, Rempe, middle core of the set up, and a block from St. Francis. Credit that again to Jensen.
Again, you didn't see that in the first game and a half. St. Francis' coach made an adjustment to double block Haverkamp when she gets that front middle.
Back to serve, number 12, Maggie Hintz. Peters, Rempe. Backdoor setup, and she's got a kill. That's Kramer.
And what Centralia has that they can do, if you're going to double block one of our big hitters in the middle, we'll back set it to the outside and get a big kill.
5 kills in this set for Kramer. Against St. Francis already, she's got a total of 9 kills. She's got 17 total today, unofficial.
Yep.
Violation on the lip for St. Francis, now 15-13.
Yeah, they may be thinking about a timeout here before long, too.
Now Hayden Kramer gets this over the serve, near ace, just before dropping to the ground, and it got picked up. Now Jensen deflected, blocked right back at the Indians. Owen Nieders picked it up, Rempe. Now back out to the left side, punching it across is Becker. Front row unit, Rempe thing up to the right side, just a bare hair touch, and unfortunately going to the net is Tatum Kramer. 15-14.
Now what team is going to make this run here to kind of get a little bit of separation from the other?
It's going to take that key word, separation. Madeline Small gets it across, Dieters, Rempe, back set, was put. For Haverkamp, she couldn't get it to go down. Now push across first time tonight, really calling Macy a Workman here on a hit. And now trying to put one down for a kill. Nice save again by Workman. Punched across by Myers. Mustangs trying to make quick work with it, and into the net it goes. 15-15. We're now tied again in set number 3, Centralia against St. Francis. Looking off to the right side of the court, Little River is up 22-18 against Clifton Clyde. They won set number 1 already. They're looking to win set number 2. Step opportunity left side here, and finding a spot down Broadway is Becker.
Yeah, that's sophomore Becker. She's been on target too.
She's been
a sophomore.
She's an incredible athlete.
Yeah,
she's joined the great sophomore class. I mean, you mentioned Becker, Kramer, and Haverkamp, all sophomores, and right now a combination of over 60 kills tonight between all of them, maybe 50-60 in that range, but man, they have been dominant. Great up-and-coming class. Here, another kill for the young sophomore group. That time, Becker, back-to-back kills.
Call a timeout.
And now down 17-15, a timeout taken by St. Francis in set number 3. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. Stay tuned to 92.1 KMZA.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. 17-15, Centralia with the lead right now in a must-win set number three for both sides. And this is a really crucial win here for St. Francis. They need to win this to have a chance to go to tomorrow. It's not as huge for Centralia, but, of course, they can pretty much, in a way, secure tomorrow, at least that second spot in the pool play. And now here, another kill put down by Centralia. 18-15. A great attack from the top line unit. You credit that to, again, Haverkamp. And she's been dominant today. And just over the ace by Hayden.
Well, they might use back-to-back timeouts here just to try to break something up here.
Hayden, that's her first point of the entire night. Between Tribune and St. Francis, and it comes at a crucial ace in the third set. Great block. Great save. St. Francis getting it across with Myers. Kramer, Becker, the two-hand push. St. Francis, Jensen trying to put it down. A great save, but it goes out of bounds. 19-16. Francis, they just scored the point.
Yeah, it looks like Little River went ahead and finished off Clifton Clyde down there to go 2-0 in that pool down there.
Yeah, Clifton Clyde, I do believe they're 1-0 right now.
They're
1-1, Little River. They're 2-0 in that pool. Rempe setting up Becker, who nearly goes down with it, but it's a great save by Jensen. Rempe, Kramer, Becker finding an opening in the defense. There should be no more hits to get across, and I am correct about that. That was four hits. Jensen not able to put enough power to it, and Myers, she was the one who had the fourth.
I think all Centralia's team over here is serving from this far left spot. They must realize something or some type of strategy that they're using against St. Francis.
Tatum Kramer gets this one over, and I'm not sure why.
That would have been out.
That would have been out, but Breck Lohr makes a pretty crucial mistake for a senior.
Beginning the serve from this far left corner going to the right corner, it's hard to judge. Because you're not used to balls coming at an angle at you on serve receive.
Again, an ace here for Centralia. It makes it 21-16. Another timeout taken by St. Francis. But we're going to keep things here. It is 21-16. The Centralia Panthers are leading set number three. And all they got to do is, again, play their side of the court, not get self-inflicted wounds, and just play their game.
That was the difference maker, I mean, in that second set, is that they kind of did it to themselves, hit a couple of spikes into the net. And that's unlike Centralia. I mean, if you're going to hit something, you usually hit it long, you know. But they had some missed timings there a little bit, hit some hits into the net. And St. Francis, kudos to them. They took advantage of it and kind of rode that wave and got that win in that second game.
And what a tough loss this would be for St. Francis, too, because they went all three sets against Flint Hills. They're going all three sets here against Centralia. And, again, if they lose this, there's an opportunity that they won't make it on to next Saturday, even if they do pick up their third game. But again, we'll see here. That could be another near ace for Kramer. Couldn't get that one to go down, though. Dieters now. Tatum Kramer setting up Gibbs. And Gibbs puts it down for a kill shot. Her third of the game against St. Francis. Her first of the set.
Yeah, where's she been? Because that was a hit.
And that's the credit to the entire team just being great. No matter where they're at up on the court, man, they have been ecstatic. An incredible opportunity here. Top of the net. Myers pushing across. Kramer.
Going right back to her.
And they're going right back to Gibbs. And you see the excitement from Centralia. They are 23-16. We've seen back-to-back kills from who else? David Gibbs. The sophomore.
Yeah.
Another sophomore.
That's scary for the TVL that they're going to have all these sophomores back for two more years.
You have to find a libero to replace Owen Dieters, but, man, you're going to have some outside hitters over for the next couple years. here. A nice block put down by this time a senior, Haverkamp. And Haverkamp, she's been very quiet since that set one against St. Francis where she had five kills, but now she's got a block for a point. 24-16, it is match point for the Panthers. And the point will be given off a hitting error from St. Francis, 25-16. Centralia locks it up, and now they move to 2-0 in pool play with the 25-16 win over St. Francis in the third set to win 2-1 in the match.
Yeah, great game. I mean, great discipline and composure on Centralia's part. When they did face adversity, they fought through it and did what they had to do to move forward.
All right, we're going to be back in 2 minutes here to recap this game, and then we're going to be back at 8:30. Again, I'd stay tuned and keep
watching. Yeah, that's going to be a huge game.
That's going to be a huge game. The number seed Flint Hills against the number four seed Centralia Panthers.
They both could be 2-0 going into that.
And if they are both 2-0, the deciding factor of that game is who will be the number one team representing Pool A to play the second runner-up team in Pool B. But, hey, we'll be back in 2 minutes here. Stay tuned and locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Rankus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rankuscattle.com. Rankus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Stay tuned with us, but I'll tell you what, our next game won't be until about 8:30. We got two back-to-back games upcoming. It'll be Flint Hills and then Tribune playing, and I believe following that there should be another matchup, and then after Centralia will be taking on Flint Hills, and that'll be a great one to really be here to watch and listen to is again, both teams. Right now Centralia is 2-0. Flint Hills, they could be 2-0 after this one against a Tribune up and coming. Man, this was just an incredible win for Centralia.
Don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting after these two games. We got to wait before we come back on what's going to happen in these next two games. We come back on, it could be a whole different story we could be talking about. We know Centralia is 2-0, but these other teams got to kind of play each other these next two games. And like we said at the beginning, I really feel this pool is very even. Anybody can beat anybody. The St. Francis team showed that, the number 8 seed. I mean, they about knocked off both number 4 seed and number 1 seed. They went 3 with both of them. So they're right there. So these next two games are going to be very, very interesting in this pool.
But recapping this one against St. Francis, Centralia, 25-16 won that set one. Fell in set number 2, 25-21. And keep in mind, that set they were up 16-10, but just struggled down the latter half. They came out a little slow against St. Francis in set number 3, but what did they do? They executed, they played well, their sets were doing well, and then St. Francis was starting to self-inflict themselves with wounds, and they won set number 3, 25-16, to secure the match win. 2-1 over St. Francis of Centralia. It's sort of in a way, and, you know, by the time we come back here on about 8:30, we'll tell you if Centralia has basically secured their chances of going to tomorrow, no matter what, win or lose. So, again, stay tuned. That game will be roughly around 8:30, but, again, we got two games still left to play before that, Flint Hills versus Tribune, and then after that, it'll be Tribune against St. Francis. So those will be the two games that are going to get played next.
Right, I mean, you just don't know. Maybe Tribune wins these next two games, and they come and go 2-1, and you got Flint Hills that's going to come into the Centralia game 1-1, where Flint Hills has to win that game. And if they beat Centralia, you're going to have a three-way tie for first.
Yeah, so there's a lot of big opportunities.
There's a lot of different scenarios that could happen, yeah.
But just one quick one thing, just rolling through the stat sheet real quick. Josie Haverkamp has 16 total kills for Centralia. Hayden Kramer, she's got 18 total kills for Centralia. Melanie Becker, she's got 6. Tava Gibbs, she's got 6. Isabel Haverkamp, she's got 6. That's incredible having so many players on the stat sheet who have 6 kills. And not only that, but they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 total players who have put on the stat sheet.
That's the difference in this pool down here. If Centralia has so many more people that they can go to get kills. All the other teams, you probably pick out 2 or 3 at the most that you can go to get a kill in a game. Centralia, 6. Honestly, 6. And that you said 8 have kills. But honestly, 6 you can go to and get a kill for you.
Yeah, and 4 of those primarily are huge playing sophomores.
Yeah, sophomores. That's what's great about
Kevin Gibbs.
That's what's scary about this classification. You got some youth. There's some youth here.
Oh, anyway, we'll be back in just, again, a couple of hours. There's going to be 2 games in between. You can roughly count at about maybe 45 minutes a game, so I would check back in. But, again, stay tuned to 92.1 for updates.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match.
It's going to be a great match. And as well, not only on that, but you can also stay tuned to the MSC Sports Radio Network and the MSC Sports website for updates, especially for other around-the-air scores in Yamaha Central. They're getting on the way. I know Holton, they just got bounced. There's a lot of things going on. So, again, stay tuned. A lot of great volleyball action going around the area. So, again, you're still tuned in.
Hey, you got to give a shout-out to my old school, though. You're old school, too. They're ahead 21-0.
Oh, yeah, Jackson Heights is ahead 21-0 right now. There's football. I forgot football.
Yeah,
first week.
Friday football.
We got Friday football, week 9 football. Some teams were able to play yesterday and come today. One of those teams, Centralia, their boys team is right now playing Onega at 6 o'clock. So maybe if we can figure out the score of that game, we maybe can maybe do a little bit of, you know, we'll talk about that one as well as we talk about the Panthers, the Lady Panthers. And, again, the final game. That'll be the final game of the night, though, Centralia versus Flint Hills. So, again, stay tuned in a couple of hours. You've been locked into 92.1 KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Dan Shreve off to my left, and Kirk Tillman back in studio. Stay tuned next couple of hours for the last set and game, Centralia versus Flint Hills.